It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Right now, it's time for a trending report. Katie, get you up to date on everything that's going on locally.
Yeah, kind of crazy, the story coming out of 16th Street Mall this weekend. Yeah,
yeah,
oh my
scary,
gosh.
Right? This is why I don't go downtown anymore.
Yeah, well, and this one is very scary. There was a guy who was out and about Saturday, and he stabbed three people. One of them died, sadly. And
horrific.
Absolutely horrible. Horrific. So police put out a story, and they were on X, and they're like, hey, you know, we know about this person. They put out a very grainy image of him and was like, if anybody knows anything, just so you know, we're beefing up patrols along 16th Street Mall. And this was Saturday night. And then Sunday, this guy stabbed somebody and he died. So now four people have been stabbed. Two of them have died. Good news is the police have put out a statement saying that they did catch an individual. They haven't released his name or anything yet because he hasn't been booked into jail. But they say they will be releasing his ID this morning. But very sad that all went down along 16th Street Mall. And thank you to the officers who did what they could do to make it stop. But my goodness, you're right. This is just one more reason. And we're downtown is just getting a little sketch,
I just don't like being down there at all anymore. And
no
I hate
good,
to say
man.
It because I've grown up in Denver and Colorado. Like, this is my home, but I don't like going down there.
Well, that is scary. And again, it was all very random. Like, no attachment.
There's no correlation,
correlation to any of these victims.
Just this random psycho.
Yeah. Well, and it's not like you were out too late at night. It was at 5:12 p.m.
Exactly.
Like, it's not like you're, you know, doing things you shouldn't at 3 in the morning.
Exactly.
You're going out for dinner.
Well, and they're finding out that one of the victims, one of the poor people who passed away, was a woman who was a flight attendant. And she was just on a layover here in Denver.
Just checking things out, huh?
Exactly. She was just walking up and down the mall checking things out. So
that's
just very... Very,
well,
very sad.
I hope
again,
this is the guy that they got.
Exactly. And hopefully we'll know more about it later on this morning when police do release his identity. But that's where we're at with that. And again, prayers and thoughts to everyone involved in that. But just crazy going down right downtown. Let's move on to something a little more positive because it is winter. It's cold. But one of the things winter does bring is it's beautiful. Right? Especially if you're on a train through the mountains.
Woo-hoo!
Yes! And the best winter train routes in the U.S., according to USA Today, were released. They released the top 10, and Colorado making the list three different times.
What?
Coming in at number 8 is the Leadville train. Yeah, you know, the Polar Express. So, like, you get the hot chocolate. They do the thing with the kids. Like, they get to come in their pajamas and they get the bells and everything. Like, the winter.
Is that only
the
for
Polar
children?
Express. Yeah, you could do it too. Come on in your PJs, Jer.
You'll look weird, but you can do it.
Exactly. Leadville train number 8, the Cascade Canyon winter train, also over there in the San Juan Mountains, number 4, and Winter Park to Denver, the train that goes back and forth, coming in at number 2 on this list. So,
well,
very,
choo
very
choo,
proud
look at you.
To have some choo choo look at you. I like that. But yeah, so those are just some interesting stories around town here. And
what else you got?
I think that's all I have.
No, you
today.
Had more. You had the DIA stuff, the sculpture.
Oh, that's right. That's what I was looking. Sorry, that's up on top. I missed it. Anyway, there's a sculpture out at DIA, and this is really neat because if you know in Concourse B, they're always highlighting local artist stuff. This one is very interesting because it is 250 pieces of luggage in an infinity sign hanging above.
It's always lost. That's what they're saying. It's always lost.
Well, Thomas Evans.
Somewhere out there.
Thomas Evans, he goes by the name Detour. He's actually responsible for a lot of the murals that you see around town as well. So he actually made this sculpture, and he says it's to really talk about all the things that you put in your luggage, the travels that they endure, and it just speaks for
That's
itself.
That's deep, man.
Isn't it?
That's
yeah, he
deep,
said,
bro.
Think about where your luggage
think
goes.
Think about where that little travel-sized bottle of shampoo has been, bro.
Think about its journey.
The travels of that shampoo.
Exactly.
Man.
Exactly. Toothbrush.
Yeah. So. Oh, dirty underpants, bro.
Yeah, but
that's ridiculous.
That is going to be up in Concourse B, and they say that when you're going in the airport, a lot of people are just so busy that they don't stop and appreciate what's around them because you're going from flight to flight, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're going from gate
to
gate. And so this will be something that everybody can
kind of
just stop
look at.
And awe.
Do you have a picture of it?
In. You know, there are pictures of it. Do you
just
want me to
up
put
on
up
the IG?
On the
IG? Yeah,
you
let's
got
do
it.
It.
That's where
throw
it's
it
going.
Up on the IG. Is it actual all luggage that
it
has
is.
Been lost and never recovered?
He just got out of the lost and found.
No, all of the luggage was donated by his friends and family who heard about the project.
I thought that he was sifting through lost and found.
He just went to DIA.
You know, we should make something with all this. This is what we should do. All right. Well, thank you, Katie, for
all that.
You're
very welcome.
Oh, wait,
you're
really
welcome.
Quickly. Yeah. Katie, did you guys see the video of that poor elderly woman? It's a airport story. She got confused about, like, where to go after checking in her luggage. She walked on the luggage ramp and went through, like, the little curtains.
Was that here?
I don't know if it was at DIA. I don't believe it was, but it was.
I think I'll just go here.
Massive story.
Oh,
she
my
God.
What?
Fell down on the conveyor belt and went through the luggage little curtain thing. She didn't know where to go.
That was
a dream come true for her.
I know,
so
right?
Sad, that's such like the, I was like, oh.
That's the great thing about being old. You can pretend you're confused. And yeah. Like, you've always wanted to go down that little belt through
the
curtain.
Other side.
Like, I'm so confused. What do I do?
It's the slide of her life, man. It's great.
I didn't know I was confused. And all the whole time she's like,
the video is crazy,
yeah,
though.
She was
going down
with the luggage. By far the biggest news, again, nationally, the fires are still going.
Yeah.
My God. Last night, they upped the death toll to 24. 16 of those people died in the Eaton fire, 8 in the Palisade. Still quite a few people missing, from what I understand. So I'm sure they might eventually find them, sadly, deceased. The current estimate, $150 billion worth of damages.
Oh, my gosh.
Josh, did you see the Weather Channel showing the body?
I did.
That video?
Did they actually confirm that was a body? And, like, did they? Because I know the Weather Channel never said anything about it.
I don't know. I saw another thing on my Facebook about it this morning where they were just kind of panning the rubble, essentially talking about the ash and the pollution and blah, blah, blah. And as they're sitting there shooting this house, there's, like, an obvious body laying there that's been burned.
Charred. Charred. I mean, it's bones.
Ah, hello.
Yeah, it's very sad.
I don't know if they confirmed that, if that's what that was, but kind of creepy. Some idiot flew a drone over the Palisades fire on Thursday, and it collided with one of the planes dropping water.
Oh, no.
Ended up with a big hole in its wing, had to be grounded, was out of commission all weekend. Who's that jackwagon?
My gosh.
Good God. State Farm did cancel hundreds of fire insurance policies in the Palisades last summer to avoid, quote, financial failure if there was ever a big fire. And here we are.
Hmm.
Isn't that what they're there for, though?
Hmm. I know, right?
That's interesting.
Ironically, tonight's playoff game between the Rams and Vikings got moved to State Farm Stadium in Arizona.
No. Oh, jeez.
Let's see. On TikTok, evacuation hall has been trending. People showing what they chose to pack up in order to evacuate. Why are we doing that?
I saw a story about JoJo Siwa doing that and people just dragging her on the internet because she was grabbing all of her outfits and she's like, can't live life without this. And it's
get
like,
my Nick Jr. stuff,
know,
my Nick Jr. Awards.
It was crazy. So, like, yeah, obviously.
People just aren't thinking.
Yeah. Show a little empathy to
people who lost their lives. Who else was it? Spencer Pratt started some sort of GoFundMe campaign.
Yeah.
For the fans to see. And then his wife started promoting an album or something, I want to say, that she's on.
Yeah. Oh, well, and then he did come out and say, help us make money. We're not asking for money.
Is
just help us make money.
Yeah.
Well, I think he had to think how he was positioning it because he's like, don't just give us money.
Right.
Help us make money.
We're earning it. Yeah, there we go.
Those are two of the biggest D-list celebrities how they made it. And for years, people says that he's my doppelganger, too, that I look like him. And I've seen multiple videos. Do you think I do?
He looks like you if you put on weight, though. Yeah,
Yeah.
He's the jolly version of you.
She's from here, She's from Colorado.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she was, one of the rich mountain towns, like Vail or Aspen, one of them. But she's from Colorado.
Multiple people are like, Jer, you look like Spencer Pratt.
A little bit.
I can see it.
Hey, we got, 6 days left of TikTok, too, by the way.
I know, man. Shut her down.
Yeah.
The second biggest national story by far, Walmart has issued a recall for 48-ounce cartons of Great Value family-sized chicken broth, you guys.
Well,
wow. Just a heads up on that.
It's a staple, of course.
So it sounds like the seal could come apart and lead to spoilage.
Oh, no.
So smell your chicken broth before you dump it into your soup, okay? Oh, no.
Oh, no. What?
Oh, no. Let's see. This will make you feel like crap. Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, he's got a pay package that happened last year. This is for last year. That totaled just shy of $75 million, you guys, consisting of a $3 million base salary, $58 million in stock awards, $12 million in some other kind of compensation, and another $2 million.
Who is this other again?
Tim Cook from Apple.
Oh.
Screw off.
$75 million. That actually seems a little low to me, honestly.
Low?
For how much? Isn't Apple a $1 trillion company now?
Yes, they are.
They
yeah.
crossed over, They're I think, last year. Yeah. They might have dropped down, but yeah. Isn't that nutty?
Hmm.
What do you
kinda
do
makes
with
you
that?
Feel sick, right?
Ugh. Good for him. Good for
that
him.
He
you know
should
what?
Make more? Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like he should be making
sick.
More. He's heading up Apple. Here's Jer on sports. The Madden Bowl is going to be happening. When
yeah,
is
tell
this?
Me about that.
Friday, February 7th
on
Twitch
right before
and
the,
YouTube.
Yeah. Right before the Super Bowl.
By yeah. far the biggest game of the season, the Madden Bowl. It's where all these nerds get online and play Madden
oh.
on their PlayStation.
Oh, me, I thought...
it's
all,
a big deal.
They
thought
all
it was
games.
An actual game.
No, no.
Esports
is,
are actual
this
games,
is a game.
Katie.
No.
Yeah, this is real life,
people
Katie.
Win millions of dollars doing that
do,
stuff.
I know they do, but I thought it was...
this
man.
Is real life. Yeah, they're competing for a $1 million prize pool, it says. Big thing is they're actually going to have like a Super Bowl halftime show lined up with Chris Stapleton, Jelly Roll, Shaboozy, and Tucker Wetmore, so a bunch of country boys.
They
yeah.
got Chris Stapleton doing that?
They're
like, I can see
Chris
Shaboozy because he's been on a year run. You
yeah,
know, that's
singing
it.
The
but
same
Chris
song.
Stapleton's like legendary.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's Jer on sports. I had Madden 94 back in the day.
Holy
on my,
moly.
On my SNES.
You want to feel old, Jer?
I just said it. I had Madden 94.
That was the year before I was born.
Yeah,
oh,
I know.
Gosh.
So young. So young. here's Macy's. Macy's is planning to close 150 underperforming stores in 22 states. Macy's, you guys.
Dang.
So that is increasing because we talked about that last week.
Yeah.
And they are shutting down one here in the...
It was the Aurora, right?
Yeah. Well, that one... Actually, I think it's the Northfield one.
Oh, the Northfield,
Macy's
okay.
Northfield is going to be closing down. But yeah, they upped that then because it was only like 80 last week.
Damn,
so
bro.
They're like, oh, we have less money than we thought.
But like,
yeah,
right?
If
never
I go
mind.
Shopping,
scratch that.
Macy's is not even on my radar to go get anything at Macy's.
No.
It used
you?
To be for me.
Really?
Over on the Western Slope, it was the big deal. So oh. that was the one big store they had that was nice. But over here, yeah, there's so many options.
I'm
so
going to Target.
I don't think of it. Yeah, yeah.
The other day, Josh was like, I really like your pants. Where'd you get your pants? I was like, I don't know. So
yeah,
I went home
ran-
and looked. I looked
it
at the
Target?
Tag. And it was like Target.
He randomly yeah. texted me. I was like, what does this mean?
I just sent him. He just said Target.
It just this was hours after we all left and got home. And I was like, what? And then he goes, oh, yeah, yeah, no, the pants.
That's where great. I got my pants.
They were good pants, man.
They're decent pants. Target
yeah.
has some solid menswear right now. Okay, you guys?
They do.
Josh wants to get in your pants. Nothing weird about that.
Not at
I just
all.
Wanted to see the tag, Katie.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. And then I'll give you this one final thing. Several Dunkin' locations, Dunkin' Donuts, in multiple states, including Colorado, somebody commented on this post, haven't had any donuts dating back to last week. They're
what?
Dealing with a temporary supply shortage.
Oh, no.
Yeah. About 4% of Dunkin' locations were impacted. They're expecting the stock to be replenished this week. Oh, thank you, baby Jesus.
Man.
Thank you.
There's been a lot of fast food spots that haven't had what I wanted lately. I'm just going to put that out there. Like, I went for a mushroom and Swiss burger one day. They're like, we don't have any mushrooms. I'm like, what?
At
kind
Dunkin'?
Of the point. No, just at
not
a different,
at Dunkin'.
I'm talking about different places.
I'll take
just,
a mushroom Swiss donut, please.
Is.
Yum.
That
the,
good,
the only concerning
actually.
Thing to me is I thought Dunkin' Donuts were like made there fresh daily. No, it
yeah.
sounds like they're frozen.
Well,
and
no,
they just
but
thaw them
if
out
they can't
they
make it,
them.
Like if they're out of flour, they can't make
I
them.
I think they just come in pre-made.
Yeah, they pre-make them. They don't.
Oh.
I don't like that at all.
I don't either.
All right, let's do this. Make your way to our Facebook, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB. Check out the 1,000-pound butter sculpture that I posted.
What?
All right.
Jim Victor and Marie Pelton. They got 1,000 pounds of butter, and they made a cow for the Pennsylvania Farm Show. Contains enough butter to make 96,000 pancakes. They do this every year, like for the Iowa State Fair and stuff. This is nothing
yeah.
new, but I will say this one looks really good. This is a really good-looking butter cow.
Hmm.
They say once it's over, the butter cow will be recycled into a methane digester to create energy.
Oh.
What?
That's what I call my mother-in-law.
I was like, that's a...
The methane digester. I don't know. Learn more on our Facebook, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.